KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be, I believe, September 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Okay. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's monthly meeting will be September 20th. I was incorrect. All right, this is KC2YXN. Are there any stations who would like to join us this evening that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile? Please call now. I am now looking for any stations that are on EchoLink who would like to join on us this evening. Any stations on EchoLink? Please call now. I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York, and Kathy. So far, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that information. And so since you're the only one in the queue, how are things with you?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone else that'll be on board here with us, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and I have 62 degrees on the outside right now, and only had 0.2 inches of rain on the overnight, so it wasn't too bad. So had some interesting news. I got my mini, I guess you call it a mini quadcopter or micro quadcopter. I ordered it from China back on April 5th. It arrived yesterday, and I got playing around with the thing, and already did a durability test on it. So I know I went over this last night with a couple of the guys, so this is kind of a repeat here because I know, Kathy, you may have not heard this one. But I was test flying the thing, and I wanted to see how it worked. Use your cell phone with Wi-Fi, and, oops. I got it too close to the ceiling fan in the living room, and it got hit like a baseball and took off. And I thought for sure that was it was destroyed. Well, I found it about 10 minutes later, and no damage, and the thing still flies. So it's quite a durable little unit. So ceiling fan is 0 and quadcopter 1. So I'm going to have some more fun with that thing a little bit later. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control. And Kathy might want to check one more time just to see if someone else may have snuck in behind me.
Okay, Kevin. Well, that sounds like you got a little fun toy there. We have a friend who has one, and she was flying it around at a friend's house, and she got stuck in a tree. So someone had to climb up that tree and rescue her drone. So hopefully go from kites to drones. All right. I will do another call-up for EchoLink stations. Are there any stations who are on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause again. Okay. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
At 2 PSM, good evening, Kathy the Chuckle Lady.
Good evening.
KD2AIT. WA2U.
Wow, that's a pileup if I ever heard one. Okay, George, Jeff, and John. Any other stations who would like to join us for the Black River Valley service next? Alrighty, George, you're at the top of the list. And how are things with you this evening? How was your week?
Well, good evening, Kathy and everybody on the net. Today, the temperature is 65 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 65 to 76. A beautiful, bright sunshine today. It wasn't really hot or anything. It was basically a nice summer day. So, glad for that. And tomorrow's a nursing home picnic up here at the Lewis County Nursing Home. So, I'll be there joining Mother at the party. So that's about what's been going on this week. I got a few more things accomplished. Got some more of my herbal meds in and all, and doing all right so far. With that, we'll say God bless, 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Well, that's great, George. Well, enjoy yourself tomorrow. I think tomorrow is supposed to be a nice day without rain. So that should be nice, maybe if it's outside or something. That'll be good. Good. Excellent. Next up is Jeff. Jeff, how are you this evening?
Good evening, KD2AIT. We're doing all right. We've been up here at camp since yesterday, and today we worked on a trail of mine and trying to get it done, trying to make it four-wheel compatible, and it's becoming quite a project. Every time I drag a trailer up there full of gravel that I dig out of the bank with a shovel, every time I get that trailer up there, the tire would come out flat. So finally I brought the whole tire back, and I popped the bead, and I washed everything down, and I scrubbed the whole bead with a paper towel, and then I lubed it all up with some hand lotion that they, or no, it wasn't hand lotion, it was, what do you call that? The sunscreen that my wife left here for when my daughter was up here one time, and I got all the little pieces of sand and dirt out of it with the sunscreen, and I was finally able to get that tire to hold air, and that made my rest of the day a lot better. But we hauled up a ton of gravel today. We got about, I'd say, about 200 feet of the road or the trail done. And I was pretty happy with that. And we got a couple other little projects done. And we finally met the new neighbors up here, which was nice. And other than that, getting ready to head off to bed here. Got to get up early. Got up early today. Got up about 5 today. And by about 6 o'clock, we were out there working on that trail. So probably going to do the same thing tomorrow. Want to get it done. Got to get it done before hunting season, which is coming right up soon. Early bear season starts the 17th of September. So, got to get it done. So, anyway, that's about it here. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Wow, boy, you show up everybody with all that work. I thought camp was supposed to be relaxing. Well, we know about popping tires because we used to bring things into camp on carts, you know, hand trucks. And those darn tires would pop all the time because we, of course, put too much on it. So, that's good. Good, you're getting some stuff done. All right, up next, we have WA2U.
WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. I think Kathy said it was 62 degrees here at the Dark Sea Center of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a good day today. It was kind of warm and humid. Last night a number of us drove into camp, and the road's getting better, so it's very drivable with a car right up to the door, and sat around, built a fire, and
sat there until, I don't know, practically almost midnight, but anyway, so fixing all the world's problems. Had a great time. Had the music going and things, and bugs went bad, so we were very fortunate. We did hear a sound while we were all sitting outside, sound of a tree coming down, or something. It was very unusual. So we don't know if it was a bear or deer or something going through, but it was off, but it was attention-getting. And let's see what else is going on here. Oh, with a tire, yeah, we had a, Kathy mentioned that, and I don't know why they put those big tires on without tubes in them, but you'll laugh at this, but I found what saved a number of times is I would take the tire right off because we're out here and we're trying to get we finally did get a big enough compressor to put enough air into it so it would seal, but I used to take Scotch 33 tape and wind it around the rim. I wound it around the rim, and then the tire had more of a substantial area to grab into. And that worked. Believe it or not, I'd work the tire over to that, and then I'd give it a blast with the compressor, and it would hold. But we did that. We don't have to worry about it now. Now we have the power wolf. We can be real lazy. We can load it up with lots of stuff, and Kathy can just drive it in with the stuff, or me sitting on the front of it. It's kind of a neat gadget. It really helps with wood and everything else. So trying to think if there's anything else going on this weekend amateur radio-wise. There's probably always a ham fest somewhere. We renewed the QCWA. The closest group to us is Finger Lakes group, which is 29, chapter 29. So got that all squared away after validating my amateur radio license. They had it wrong, and originally was licensed in 1978 and have been consistently through, but they went by the call book, so I had to hold up on that, and it took a month or two. But so now the database reflects license in 1978 versus 79. So anyways, we'll turn it back over to Net. Hope everyone has a great evening. We've had corn, which has been awesome. Had some of that, and garden's doing well, and I think Kathy says we'll probably end up watering the garden tomorrow, but supposed to get some rain on Sunday, but and I know it's interesting hearing about the Great New York State Fair. Interesting hearing about it not having to worry and deal with all the crowds and all the new things, but anyways, WATU back to Net.
Okay, John, thanks very much for joining us this evening. This is KC2YXM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
Pete, great to have you join us this evening. So I'm sure you are busy as usual, but how was your water skiing trip last weekend?
KC2WI. Well, I didn't go. I thought probably I would go Saturday afternoon with my friend John, but he was busy working on his deck. He got a deck that kind of goes out at the edge of the water, and I guess he decided before the party, going to be a lot of people on the deck, and he must have looked at the supports and said, yeah, I think it's time to fix that. So we were working on that, and I guess maybe next year, although I don't know. If we continue to have weather like this, he might be up again, I might go, or my other friend there, Tom, might catch him. But I did go out this afternoon, well, late morning. I was going to go out early morning and come back, you know, in the afternoon, come back sort of when the sun got up the highest, and I ended up, well, I'll just do one more thing, on do this computer, yes, get this going, and so I ended up going out, actually it was 11 o'clock or something. I didn't really intend to stay out quite so long, but it was really nice. I went up to the Moose River, and, walked in and went swimming, walked up through the woods and back down, sort of down the river, floated down a little bit, was really nice, and I got back here, back to the car, made a couple phone calls, checking on progress of my mother's car, which is now in the shop, and which I was going to take back to Lake Pleasant tonight. I think Bob's probably still working on it. And came back here, and was pleasantly, I'm not sure I would say surprised. I didn't think it was going to be too hot, but it really was quite comfortable. It really hadn't gotten too hot in the house, so that's good, and of course it's nice now. But it was nice afternoon out on the river, and nice and quiet, except for, you know, when you get near the rapids and the little falls and stuff. I kind of like flat water myself. Some guys, people really like the waterfalls, but it's too much noise. And so my plans are a little screwed up again. Instead of taking Mom's car back and getting a ride back with my sister, I might still be able to do that when she comes back through. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I got home. I got an email from Ray about a couple vehicles coming up at the auction. I got to decide whether I should tell him I'm interested or not. And of course that makes me, you know, makes me go back and think about my plan. I have pretty much come to the conclusion that what I need to do as a replacement vehicle is I need to get myself a small SUV, a good one, instead of this old Tracker. Because I'm always going off on some dirt road, whether it's the Moose River Plains or something, and not really needing necessarily even the four-wheel drive, but the ground clearance. And I think I'm going to stick with that plan, even though what he sent me here looks like a real good deal. Manual transmission, that's the big thing. That's my big sticking point. I really like a standard stick shift. Standard is not the right word anymore, because standard isn't automatic on 99% of vehicles. But be that as it may, it's pretty pathetic. Every car that I've had, I keep them a long time. And every car, I had a Volkswagen GTI. And I had that 10 years. I really liked the car, but the rust got to it. My first Escort I had, I think it was 13, ran great. Rust got to it. That's what broke on this one. You know, the suspension rusted apart, and the old Geo Tracker that I have runs great, but, you know, half the frame's been welded back together because it's rusted apart. So it's pretty pathetic. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here. I'm still debating whether I want to fight the mentioning the fair there. I want to drive all the way out to Syracuse and deal with the crowds and the parking and all that stuff to go see Brian Wilson on Monday. And I don't really want to do all that, but I really kind of like to go to the concert. So I guess I'm going to have to go look online about how things are laid out at the fair and parking and stuff like that now, because I've been there in 20 years. And decide whether I want to do that or not. KC2WI.
Alrighty, Pete. Yeah, I used to keep my cars a long time, too, until they were just... until it's diminishing returns, you know. It costs more to fix them, keep them running than it does to... that's worth it. But, yeah, we're not going to the fair. There's the bands that are there, we've either seen them enough times, or they're just not, doesn't interest us. And I guess there's a lot of new things, though. Parking is different. There's a pink parking lot and a blue one, and et cetera. So, but, yeah, you just go and you take the shuttle bus over, and got to ride with all the drunks on the way back. So, I don't know. We're not going this year, so, but very good. Okay, anything else for us this evening?
Even when I lived in Syracuse, it was hot, and I'd rather be up at the lake than, you know, wandering around the fair. I went I don't know what year it was, but Herman's Hermit. And I thought that was pretty cool. And it was probably 20 years ago, but it was like, you know, I don't know how many people at it were, you know, oh yeah, I know this stuff, and how many were, like, you know, not born when they were popular, but it was pretty cool. So, I've been kind of following, you know, Brian Wilson and the whole story of, I really didn't know too much about it until a couple years ago, and I think it started with a Facebook post on the Music Radio 77, and that was a link to something, blah, blah, blah. And so now I've kind of been, wow, I'd really like to go see him, but I don't want to drive to Buffalo or, you know, Vermont or someplace and spend a couple $100. And somebody told me he's going to be there, so, I might do it. KC2W.
Okay, well, enjoy yourself if you do happen to go. Weather's a big factor, too, for a lot of people going. They don't want to go stand in the rain or whatever, but very good. All right, this is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-in. M2KKL, hi, Kathy. M2KKL, hiya, Pauline. How's your summer going?
Everything's fine here. We don't have a garden. And had a beautiful day today. And it's really nice out, too. And I'm not sure what temperature is. Let's see. It's about 68 degrees. But we had a nice day today. And whoever's in here, I hope you have a nice weekend. And enjoy the night. 73RN2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, thanks, Pauline, for joining us. Hey, I was wondering, what's up with the CNY repeater?
Yeah, it's down now. So we do our nets on the 1-7. So hope all is well with you guys too. And to KKL, back to you.
So there's nobody's. M2KKL, M2KKL, KC2YXN, are you still doing the first cup net?
Roger.
Excuse me, are they doing the after dinner net?
And we have everybody that does the afternoon dinner net. And I'll be on Monday morning. So everybody have a good one. 7-3 and God bless. M2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Pauline, well, thanks for joining us. Glad to hear you're doing well. Good. You got a perfect 68 degrees there. Yeah, we're doing great. So thanks for joining us. All right, this is KC2YXM. I'm looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time. Please call now.
WA2 with a comment, info.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, hopefully Pete's listening, because, well, anybody could be listening, but he's mentioned coming up to going to the Great New York State Fair. So I guess what Pauline is capitalizing, just for those that are wondering, the 14521 repeater, in case people don't wander off too many onto other frequencies, the Sequoia location, 145.210, is off the air temporarily. So any of the nets that were on there have moved over to the, let's see, is it W2, I think it's the, trying to think of the call sign over there. Anyways, 145.17, the MOLARK, believe it's W2MO repeater on 145.17. 145.170 with a minus offset. No PL is required. So the first cup net's on at 8 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday. And then the after dinner net's on at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday until 145.21 returns. So it's nice that people are, the other club are helping people out, and that's the way amateur radio should be able to work together. So that's the first bit of information. The other thing, I was just kind of chuckling here. Okay, let the commercial go through. It's funny, when we're younger, we all go to the New York State Fair, we go to fairgrounds, or whatever we do, New York State Fair. Kathy and I, we noticed this last time we did. When you're kids, you know where all the rides are. Now they have, Pete, you'll get a kick out, they have some sort of a, I guess you can put in the coordinates or the GPS location, and it'll take you to your favorite eatery. They did mention eateries on the TV, I think it was on Channel 9 we were watching today. And a lot of kids are interested in where the all the various rides are. Of course, we have the Chevy Cord or coal muffler cord or whatever it's called. The grandstand now is gone. But, you know, you get to a certain age, at least for Kathy and I, our number one priority was, and we spent time doing it, what was the cleanest restroom and how far away they were. I think we had them all strategically located. I mean, they're all different places, but where are the clean restrooms when you get older? It's interesting how your priorities change, or how many football fields is it to that particular one, so you have to strategize. WHU, back to that.
Well, this is true. We found the cleanest one restroom was in the Iron Home Center, so the least populated building, probably. All right, any more comments before I close the net? This is KC2YXN.
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I wonder, used to be, I don't know which club or clubs, or maybe they took turns, they had a ham station there, and as I recall, it was sort of in the back there, and by the train, maybe it was in the caboose or something like that. I don't remember. You know anything about that?
Yes, it was the LARC, the Liverpool Amateur, I think it's Repeater Club or Radio Club, and they used to do that from the train, I believe.
I wonder if they're still doing that. If I go there early, you know, I guess I could, if I go there, I'll walk around and whatever, and actually the Lewis County Chamber of Commerce has a thing there, and they put out, you know, looking for volunteers to man their booth and all that, so I could have to hang out there, but, you know, you could always sit around the radio station for a couple hours if you're tired of the crowds.
Well, Pete, sorry to say, there's no longer a ham radio presence at the fair, unfortunately, so I think there really should be, but there is not, so that's the news.
You know, I don't think they ever got a lot of business. They just did it, and a few people wandered around, but that's too bad. We've done it a couple times here at the Lewis County Fair, but we just got to the point where there's not enough people to do it. And, you know, to set it up and keep it operational and have somebody there enough of the time. It's too bad, because it's a good publicity thing, and, you know, if you don't get that out, you're not going to get people interested, kids, whatever. But it just got to the point where I wasn't going to do that for 5 days, and most people were working during the week and that kind of stuff. So it's too bad. But you can always find a quiet place if you want. As you say, look at the weather. Right now, it looks like good weather. Actually, you'd kind of like it to be Well, I don't want to really walk around in the rain, but that would keep the crowds down at least. So, you know, I don't want to sit out in the concert in the rain either, but, no, I would probably do it if it wasn't too bad.
Okay. Yes, sir. I agree with you there, though. It's tough to run the whole show. To be in the caboose of the old train they have there. And it's kind of a crummy place because it's way out of the way. And unless you know it's there, you're really, you know, really not going to stumble on it. So, all right, do we have any other comments, queries, or late check-ins before I close the net? This is KC2YXN. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, here is our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. I'm really not one to run the vacuum that much until Sears makes one that you can ride on. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, and I would like to thank Kevin, George, Jeff, John, Pete, and Pauline for joining us this evening. And all you scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there, and anyone else listening too. Thank you all for checking in and joining us. Everybody have a great weekend, whether you go to the fair or not, or just lay in a hammock in the shade. Both sounds good to me. Enjoy, have a safe and happy weekend. 73 to all. This is KC2YXN Clear.
Hey, Kathy, KD2FPM here. Do you still have time for one last quick comment?
Go right ahead, Kevin.
Okay, I had to wait for the transmit button to come back up here. KD2FPM back out here in Oneonta. I am going to throw a little secret out there for you guys to enjoy. When I go to the New York State Fair, one of the buildings I like to sneak into is the one that has the old antique pipe organ in there. And I've been known to sit there and listen to recitals. You guys now know some of my deep, dark secrets. I enjoy pipe organ recitals. All right, 73, KD2FPM back to net.
Okay, I think that's in the Arden Home Center, and we actually have a friend of ours whose brother plays organ. He's quite accomplished. He teaches at SU, so, pretty cool. Yeah, there's a lot for everybody there. So, all right, this is KC2YXN, and I'm going to be clear.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Appreciate you holding the net down there tonight. It was real good net. KD2FPM, I just wanted to remind you guys, tomorrow night, I guess Bob's still busy doing family activities, N5AOW, so I will try to be in here unless someone else picks up the net tomorrow night, and I'll see if I can pinch hit if no one else grabs it. Till then, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and 7-3 until tomorrow. KD2FPM is out.
This is KB2KOJ for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octem. Currently on a 145.17. Stations for Octem, coming out, please. This is KB2KOJ for Octem. This is KB2KOJ for Octem, looking for stations with or without traffic. Anyone wishing to sign into Octen? Octen is currently being held on a 145.17. This is KB2KOJ for Octen. Final call. Okay, nothing else heard, nothing heard. KB2KOJ, Claire.